We're going to be talking about the value of the reportable condition mapping table. A number of our speakers have a lot of experience in this space. And this session was in part motivated by a talk that Dan Vreeman and I put together about a year ago. And in that talk, essentially the takeaway point was, if you don't consciously maintain a value set, and a value set is just a collection of codes, that value set will decay over time. I'm not going to go through my entire presentation here, but what I am going to show you here is for reportable condition, automated reportable condition reporting, it is crucial that you have some sort of consistent mapping of tests to conditions so you can actually find them. And so what I'm going to do is just jump very quickly here. In my slide that says NCMT, Notifiable Condition Mapping Table, the terminology has changed. So it's now the Reportable Condition Mapping Table, RCMT. But a year ago, what we did, Regenstrief maintains a reportable condition detector. And for that system, we needed the mapping table. And we had, with the CDC several years ago, worked with them to create the table, but in the ensuing years, we hadn't worked together to maintain them. So what we did about a year ago is we took our mapping table, and we took the CDC's mapping table, and we simply compared them. And what we found was Regenstrief had about 4,800 total records. CDC had 5,600. When we look at the unique LOINC codes in there, because it's typically LOINC mapped to a condition, we found that there was deviation. And so Regenstrief on the top had 900 or so unique codes that the CDC didn't have. CDC had 700 or so codes that we didn't have. We had some in common, but there was clearly deviation. And so I think fundamentally, this is the issue we're talking about, is that we need a way to share our knowledge and maintain it in a place where everyone can benefit from that knowledge. So in our talk, we proposed a multi-stakeholder approach where folks like the CDC, CSTE, and others who are interested in leveraging this data should develop some sort of process to maintain the list over time. And so I am the moderator for this session, and we're going to start, I think, who's first here? Okay, great. I'm going to have each individual introduce themselves so that I don't butcher any of their bios. And besides our moms, when do we actually, you know, moms always get to introduce us and the moderators introduce us, but when do we actually get to talk about ourselves? So here's an opportunity to tell people who you are. So with that, I am going to move very quickly through this so that we can go on to the next talk.